Adam. And it Ketzah Takanasan. And here the Gemara was discussing, what do we do, what's the remedy for a Chereshes and a Katana, both of whom fall for Yibum with under a questionable status, and they're in the Kiddush in the first place only being effective Midrabanan, and now the two of them fall for Yichud, Ketzah Takanasan, how do we remedy their status, allowing them to relieve themselves of the Zika to marry outside. Amrav Chista Amarav, Kainas Chereshes, Umaitzi Beget. You marry you perform the Yibum with the Chereshes, and then later you divorce her with an actual get, once she actually becomes your wife. Ukitana, and the Kitana Tamten, and this, of course, frees her to marry whoever. The Kitana Tamten on Shitagdil, and the Kitana, you wait till she becomes older. Vitachlots, and at that point, you'll perform chalitza as well with her. In other words, the question is, since both of them are questionable to as who fell validly to the Yavam, so in either case, the Yavam really has no right to be miyavim both of them. So what he does is, because either one has its own set of questions, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, but so the Chereshes, he's Kones, then gives her a get. The Katana, wait till she gets older, and she's then fit to give a chalitza, and at that point she does. Amar Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda says, it seems that Rav holds from the way his solution is here, he's viewing this as follows. Chereshes kenuya umushuyeres, that a chereshes actually is, that when a kiddushin is performed with a chereshes, with a deaf mute, she actually is validly married to him, at least the rabbanon. However, that's something not totally sufficient. It's a lacking marriage, but it's there. And ketana, but a ketana is a different status. Kinuya ve'ena kinuya. It's a suffix. Is she entirely married to the fellow, or is she not at all? So one is, let's view the chereshes as she's three quarters married to him, to the original husband. The ketana is, it's a 50-50 chance. The isakadak de chereshes kinuya ve'ena kinuya, because if you're going to say that the chereshes, she's the one of whom we're doubtful, is she fully married or not, and ketana kenuya umushuyeres, and the ketana is the one who has an insufficient type of marriage. She's three quarters married to him. So omai kines umotzia beget. Why does she take the chereshes? Chereshes omai kines umotzia beget. Why does Rav Chizda say to go ahead and marry her and then divorce her later with a regular get? Tesev gabe, we're in Dafkuf Yifra Aleph now, Tesev gabe, Mamonavshach. Let her remain with the Yavam, Mamonavshach, either way you look at it. Iknuyahi, Knuyahi. If she was properly married to the original husband, and now she falls to Yibam properly, so it's a fine, valid Kenyan, and everything was fine, and she should remain as a Yavama. V'ilav kinuyahi, and if she's not, when if she, and on this, and on the possibility that she was not married to him, Hanachris Balma said, and in that case, and she wasn't married to the first fellow legitimately either in the first case. So then she's a Nachris Balma, she's not a Yavama, she's just a free woman. And he was entitled to marry any free woman, any woman not being Yavama. So apparently it seems that Rav Chizda therefore must hold that the Chereshes is a woman who is partially married, the first case. Maybe you'll tell me, well, according to this line of reasoning, Ketana, I might tamten on chitagdil v'tachlitz. Why is then this suggestion with this line of reasoning that the Ketana should wait until she becomes an adult v'tachlitz, and then she should perform for chalitza tesev gabe, so to let her remain with him, and we'll say ikinuya kinuyahi, if she is. In other words, if the line of reasoning is indeed that the Ketana is the one who's perhaps legitimately 50-50 chance of being properly married to him, so Tesev Gabe, let her remain with him. Ha Kenuya, he If she is properly married to him, so it's a valid kinyan, valid the yibum, a valid kinyan. Ilav kinuyehi, but if she was not properly married, he nuchrisa baalma, then she was just a strange free woman off the street. So then again, for the katana, what was the problem? Why did we force the katana then to do chalitza? So if that's your reasoning, so if we're gonna, if that's how you're gonna, your line of reasoning is gonna work, then perhaps it's that the tana is kenuya and not kenuya, is imkain chareshes b'mai teipuk. Then we're not gonna have any eitzah for the chareshes anymore. Because the chareshes is not going to have any, a chareshes, you're gonna leave only the possibility of the chareshes of doing a form of chalitza. And because you're allowing the katana to remain with her and with him, and then at that point remain on, then you're not leaving an option for the chereshes in such a case, but the chereshes does not have an option of chalitza, because a chereshes is possible chalitza. So chereshes, if that's going to be a line of reasoning, chereshes by my topic, then you haven't accomplished anything for the chereshes. Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Hachinami Mistavra, we can also bring a raya that this is the way we look at it, that the Chereshes is indeed the one who is partially married. Mitarets Rav Chizda Aliva de Rav. Because the way we understand Rav Chizda's answer according to Rav with the following prices. The Tanya Shnei Achen Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Shtei Achamos Yisamos. You have two brothers who are married to two sisters that are Yisamos. And now, Ketana v'chereshes. And one is, now they're Yisamos, and they're also, one is a Ketana, and one is a chereshes. Now, Meis Baala Shel Ketana, the husband of the Ketana dies, so chereshes yoitza beget. So the chereshes now has to go out, he has to divorce the chereshes. Because now the issue being that the katana falls for yibum, so now that the katana falls for yibum, now it turns out that the chereshes now is going to be the achoz zakuka of this katana, because since the katana is coming in with a possible full fledged yibum, and the chereshes came in only with a partial yibum, so now the force of the full fledged Zika of the Yibam of the Ketana would overcome the status of the Chereshes. And therefore the Chereshes has to divorce his Chereshes. U'Ketana Tamten al Shetagel v'Tachlatz. And the Ketana, you have to wait till she's old enough to grow up and do Chalitza, because it's possible, on the other hand, that perhaps there was a validity to the Chereshes' original Kenyan, and now the Ketana really had no right to become married altogether, to do Yivim altogether, so her only aids is to do Chalitza later on in life. So now, Meis Baala Shel Chereshes, if the husband of the Chereshes dies, Ketana Yotze Beget, if the Ketana goes out with a Get, v'chereshes Asur L'Olam. And the chereshes remains usher forever, because the chereshes has no eitz of chalitza. A chereshes does not have an option of chalitza at all. So we cannot offer that option to the chereshes. Now, the imbor ala chereshes, if he did nonetheless, he's not supposed to have lived with the chereshes, because she's the achaz of the katana, but if he had a sinful relationship with her anyway, no sein lo get vohotra, so you can give her a get, and she now becomes mutter to, her zika is now released, and she's free of any obligations. So that's the, in other words, once he did have relations with her. So now your option is now that you can give her a get. Why? The Amris Mamanavshach. Because the line of reasoning goes as follows. E Ketana Kenuyahi, if the Ketana was indeed legitimate, Hanafka Mishum Achais Isha. So then she never, the Ketana was legitimately fell for Yibam, because the whole Kenyan of the Ketana is a valid Kenyan altogether. So then, hanafka mishim achos isha. So now, when the chereshes fell, she fell as an achos isha. She fell as the sister of a ketana, and achos isha is one of the arayas, which is obviously then she never legitimately fell to Yibam in the first place. So and ilav kenuya shapra miyabe. So and if she's not kanui, then if the katana had no legitimate kinyan in the first place, then shapra miyabim, then the yibim to the sister to the chereshes was a valid yibim. If it's a valid yibim, he's married to her, then he has the option of giving her a get. But if you're going to view it in the other way of looking at it, that the chereshes, she's the one that is perhaps married, perhaps not married, that she has the 50-50 chance of having had a legitimate marriage in the first place. Of course, we're talking about midrabanan. Kitana kinuya. And the katana is kinuya umushuyeres, but the katana is the one who has the kinyan, but umushuyeres, but it's somewhat deficient, and it is a sort of a three-quarters marriage, if you're going to look at it that way, not like Rav Chizdat said. So then kibal achereshes, when he performs bia with the achereshes, ama noisen get vahutra. Why would the get, you're saying you're going to dismiss her with a get, and now that relieves her of her zika, and she's now free. But it's not going to help you. Why? Havile bia pasula. Because the bia that he made with her in the first place, the bia that he made with her, with the chereshes, having in mind that the ketana was a kinui, with the option that we're saying that the ketana was a kanui mishiyeres, which means that the ketana had a three-quarters of a kiddushin, so the chereshes now, that bia that was with the chereshes, has a somewhat one-quarter chance of being of legitimacy, or as we'd say, one-quarter ratio of legitimacy. So amai nisen get v'hutra. Why would it get dismiss her? Have you let be a psula? Because the bia that he made with her in the first place, with the chereshes, after he already made bia with the katana, have you let be a psula? That bia is a deficient bia, or bia psula like patra. And a bia psula is not going to be enough to release. In other words, if you say that a bia psula is effective, so then that means that it was a full legitimate bia, and now legitimately he can dismiss her with a get. But if we're saying that is only a bia that is partially defective because the katana came in with a three-quarters of a bia, so the bia pasula like patra. So Elawat, you have to say, like we've been saying all along, that like Rav Chisda said, that it's the other way around, that the chereshes is the one, that she is the one that's knuya mushuyeres, that she has that somewhat deficient relationship, and it's the katana that's kani ve'ena kani, that's in the suffix status. Because otherwise, a bia psula is not going to help do the job here. So the Gemara says, well, that's not necessarily a raya. Hamani Rav Nechemyahi. We could say that price is Rav Nechemyah. The Amar of Nechemyah says, bia psula poteres mechalitza. Your raya was brought now on the premise that a bia psula will not exempt you from chalitza, because it's not an entirely effective bia. So no, but Rav Nechemyah, we can say this, Rav Nechemyah, who says that a bia pasula poteres mechalitza. Perhaps it's Rav Nechemyah, you have no right to Rav Chizda's way of thinking, because really, it's Rav Nechemyah, and a bia pasula will do the job, it's good enough. But really, you can say, perhaps, that it's the chereshes that's a suffic kani ve'ena kani. So says the Gemara, I Rav Nechemyah, if that's the line of reasoning, you would want to say this Rav Nechemyah. Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa of that Brisa. Misha haya nasu shtei yisamos. Someone was married to two yisamos. Now they were two sisters. You have to insert that they were two sisters. Ketana v'chereshes. Two sisters, one was minor, one was a minor, and one was a deaf mute. umes. Now this fellow dies and leaves over these two sisters. Again, both of them are in a status of a questionable status of marriage to him in the first place. And what happens? The umes dies. Uba yavam ala katana. And now the yavam decides to do yibam with the katana. And then, improperly so, v'chaza uba al hacheresheh. And now, after he already does yibam with the katana, so improperly he goes ahead and he does he has relationship with the chereshes. Oshaba achiv al hacheresheh. Or one of the brothers, now subsequent to the bia with the katana, one of the brothers goes ahead and performs bia with the chereshes, also an illegitimate act on his part, since already one of the brothers had done yibum with the katana. So nesru shtehen alav. So now they both become usher, because each one has a zika of achos isha on the others. Again, because each one is in its state of being a suffek. For however you're going to look at the suffek, is it because it's a deficient relationship in the first place, or because we are not sure whether it's kani or ain't kani, however we're going to look at it, but each one poses a zika of a questionable zika of achos isha to the other one. So now that they've both undergone this yibum, improperly so, but they both undergone that yibum, so now they illegitimize each other. So what are we supposed to do? Keitza takanasan, how do we help them out? Chereshes yotze beget. The chereshes, she receives a get, and so now she's free. Vikitana tamten ag chiktag, vitagdil. Now, what's preventing the katana from doing, from having chalitza, by virtue of the fact that she's underage. So the katana remains until she grows up and she becomes an adult. At that point, v'tachlot, she's going to make chalitza. That's her only eitzah. Give a get to one, to the chereshes, and perform chalitza with the minor. And remember, the chereshes does not have the option of chalitza, because the chereshes never has an option of chalitza, because she's possible to do chalitza. So we say as follows. So see, amris bishlam. If we want to say bishlam chereshes kinuya umushiyeres. So if you want to stick with our line of reasoning that a chereshes is kinuya and mushiyeres, and that she's mostly married. She's married, but she's a deficient married. And the katana, and we're sticking with this understanding of Rav Chisda. At the katana kenuya ve'ena kenuya, and the katana is the one that's a suffik married, suffik not married. Virabonon he, and we're sticking with our premise that this brisa is following the opinion of the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who stated that a Bia Pesula is not matir, does not help release them of the Zika, Rabbanon he, so the Mishum Hachi Tamtin Ad Shetagvil V'Tachlitz. So that's why we understand that the advice is, let the Katana grow up and perform Chalitz at that point. The Dilma Kadim Ubal Chareshes Beresha. Because we're afraid that what's he going to do? We're afraid that perhaps he is going to come along and now be boiled the chereshes in the first place. Fahavile bia katana bia pesula, and the bia katana would be a pesula altogether. In other words, in that situation, if it's the situation of the brisa itself. Wasn't very clear who he did the bia with first. But we're afraid of this situation, that we're afraid that he's going to do the chereshes and the reisha, and now remembering that the chereshes is three quarters legitimate to him, now the katana is going to be a bia pesula, the katana is going to be a bia pesula, whenever a bia he does with her is a bia pesula, and a bia pesula is not going to release her from his zika. Then we understand, that's why we have to wait until she grows up and she's free from her zika. However, Eli'i Amas Rav Nechemiah, but if you're going to say that Bryce is following the line of Rabbi Nechemiah. Rav Nechemiah is the one who said that Bia Pesula can release her, it works, and is matir, and can release her of the Zika. Ha'amya ha'amra bia pesula patra. He says that bia pesula can pater her. So if that's the case, if bia pesula paters her, so then what's the problem? Why does she have to wait until she's an adult to do chalitza? The bia in that case where it follows the chereshes, that bila was a bia pesula and pater and she's free. So why do we have to have? Why are we forced to this eitza of having to wait to do chalitza? Elishmamina rabbananhi. So we now know that this is only midrabbanan. I'm sorry, shmamina. So this must tell us that we're following the line of the rabbanan and the sheet of the rabbanan. The sheet of the rabbanan being that bia pesula does not matir, and we're remaining with the line of reasoning of Rav Chisda that the whole what's happening here. Is that the chereshes is the one who's kind of the chereshes is the one who is has a kind of mishiyeres. She's the one that is three quarters of an association, and that's why the katana we forced the katana later to do a bia pesula shmamina. Amar Ravashi says mereisha nami shmamina. We can also bring a raya from the reisha of the brisa, the rabbanan he that we're going in, following along the lines of the rabbanan that the bia pesula does not mati her from her ziga, diktani, because the brisa says if he has bia with the chereshes, nosen la get v'hutra, he gives her a get and she's pater. But it does not give us the option of telling us that the katana can give the katana the get and she works that way. And she's released that way. The reason why it won't work with the katana, because the katana, remembering that the katana is coming in with the force of an illegitimate or not a very effective kiddushin, since most of the legitimacy was already consumed by the chereshes, and the chereshes leaves over the katana only a partial ratio of having a legitimate marriage. So therefore, we below katana and bala katana nos and get rehit. So why aren't we giving the katana an option of having a get? The reason why we're not giving the katana the option of giving it because a bia pesula is not going to have her married enough that she can go ahead and issue a get. So the Gemara says, "Imi shumha la iri." If that's your raya, that's not going to help you. Chereshes the less like tekanta de hetera, the less like tekanta hetera katani tekanta di sura. The reason why we didn't want the, you want to know why we left the option only of the chereshes giving the get. The reason why we left the option that Cheresh is giving in the get is because she has no takana, the hetera. She can't legitimately give a chalitza. She doesn't have an option of chalitza. A katana never has an option of chalitza. So that's why the only option we have was giving her a get. Katana de isle, takanta hetera, but the katana who does have an option of a viable way of chalitza, la takani katanti di sura, we didn't want to go through any other options. We didn't explore any other options. We explored the option only of giving chalitza. All right, let's continue with the Mishnah. Mishaha nasu l'shtei yisamos, kitanos. Someone was married with two yisamos kitanos, umes, and now he dies. They were yisamos and yisamos and kitanos, and underage, and umes, and meaning they're underage and there's no father to care for them. And so their marriage to him, there was no father to be most of them, to hand them over to this fellow in the first place to make it a marriage, the Araisa. So they were Yisamos Katanos, so they were related to him. They were married to him in the first place, only the Rabbanim. Umeis, and now he dies. Uba Yavamala Rishona. And this fellow leaves a brother who to perform Yibam. So the brother performs yibum with the first one, v'chazar obal ashniya, and then improperly so, he performs bia with the second one. O sheba echaval ashniya, or another brother performs yibum with the second sister. Now here too, he performed this improperly. He should not, since Yibum was already done with one, he should not have done it, but he went ahead and did it. Lo pasal es harishona. It does not undo the first marriage. Because as Rashi says, lo pasal es harishona shere biyasan shava. Each one, the bi of each one is equal. V'irishana kenuyehi harehi ishta v'achrona biyaznus. So either way you look at it, one of these fellows did the bia properly, or it was a bia znus. Each one has a suffix about them. Did they properly do yivam? Were they properly married in the first place? But if not, then each one cannot pass the other, because then what you're just saying is, well, then they're both considered, the first marriage really wasn't the marriage properly in the first place, so it wasn't an issue of Yibum. They fell to hit, they fell to the brother as just stranger outside young ladies. So they weren't coming mikach Yibum. So they don't have the capacity of passeling each other. V'chein beis chereshos ketana, v'chein beis chereshos, and the same applies true of two chereshos, that if a fellow is married to the two chereshos, so each one in its own right is a suffix, and for the same reason, each one cannot invalidate the yibum of the second one. Kitana v'chereshos. Again, let's just keep in mind, as Rashi says, in the case of two kitanos, or in the case of two chereshos, they're on an even playing field. So, mamanafshach, one of those, if both marriages were not legitimate to the brother in the first place, so then it cannot knock out they're not falling to Yibum. If they both were legitimate, so then the second one is Bias Nus, but it cannot affect the Zika of the first one. Ketana v'chereshes. If you have a Ketana, now let's say this fellow was married to a Ketana and then plus a Chereshes. Ba Yavam ala Ketana. The Yavam decides to make Yibam with the Ketana. Then v'chaz uba ala Chereshes. And now he performs Yibam with the Chereshes subsequent to the Yibam with the Ketana. O sheba achiv ala Chereshes, or the brother performs Yibam with the Chereshes. Pasal es a Ketana. So now this delegitimizes the Ketana's marriage. Now the Gemara, a little further down, well, let's explain here. It's only because of we're worried that people are going to, as Gezeira de Rabbanon, as let's take a look at Rashi, Pasla Seketana Mishim Gezeira, Dilma Kadam Uboil Chereshes Beresha, because maybe he's going to perform Bia with the Chereshes first, and as Rashi says, Gemara will explain a bit later. The Afagad the Manasha Hishaya Halvri Shaina. Even though Manasha she should be right, since the Ketana was the first time, she was the first one to do Yibam. He kinuya, ilav kinuya, he nachris ba'amahu. But still, the Rabbanon made a gezera. They were afraid that by the Chereshes. And perhaps what's going to happen if the Chereshes comes first? From this mission, it seems pretty clear that we're assuming that the Chereshes is Kenuya Mushuyeres. So we're afraid if the situation be reversed, and people if they will see that the Ketana goes first, and then he marries, and then he does Yibam with the Chereshes, and it's not puzzled the Ketana, and it doesn't puzzle the Ketana, people will assume the reverse is true. And the reverse is not true, because in the case of a ketana falling after a chereshes, now the ketana might come with the force of a full legitimate marriage, because she's a safek kani, safek not kani, and in the tzad that maybe she's entirely kani, that overcomes, or let's call it knocks out, the legitimacy of the chereshes. So because of that, we say that even if he comes on the ketana first and then the chereshes, the Rabbanon made a gezeira that it's all possible. Bar yavam al chereshes, if supposing he has relations with the chereshes, v'chaza u'ba al ketana, And then he has relations with Katana, Pasulas Chereshes, then certainly it Pasulas the Chereshes. That's clear because the Tzad, the 50-50 chance that the Katana was legitimately married to him, that overcomes the power of the Chereshes, which is a deficient marriage to him in the first place. Pikachas v'chereshes. If you had, Pikeach v'chereshes. Pikeach was married to a chereshes. So now, Pikachas v'chereshes. Excuse me. Pikachas v'chereshes. You had a pikachas, and fully intelligent woman, v'chereshes, and a deaf mute person. Bo yavam la pikachas. So if the yavam first performs bia with the pikachas, which was she was a 100% legitimate adult. It was a full-fledged marriage, and therefore he should have been a full-fledged yibam. V'chaza obala chereshes. Now, improperly so, he has bia with the chereshes. O sheba achiv shel chereshes. Or if the brother of the chereshes comes along and he performs, what's that? Let's see this again. V'yav ala pikachas. V'chaza obala chereshes. O sheba achiv ala chereshes. Or the brother comes and he performs yibam with the chereshes. Again, he did it improperly since the brother already had was miyaben the pikachas, so he should not have gone to this chereshes who was she was a tzara, and therefore he has no right to have relations with her. Lo pasulas apikachas. So it does not pasul apikachas. The pikachas remains steadfast in her original relationship with her. Bar Yavam ala Chereshes. But supposing he went the other way. First, he had bia with the Chereshes. V'chaza akenem, again, this obvious that the Chereshes is not the optimum choice because her marriage in the first place was a questionable type of marriage. V'chaza uba ala pikachas. Now, he has bia with the pikachas. Oh, sheba echav ala pikachas, however, this was improper because they already had a relationship with the chereshes. So, sheba echav ala pikachas, or his brother goes ahead and he performs bia with the pikachas after the chereshes already had bia with one of the brothers. Pasal esa chereshes. So now, because you have the force of the pikachas, who comes in with the full-fledged legitimacy of an adult, intelligent, fully intelligent woman. So her zika is that powerful that pasulas chereshes. It renders the zika of the first chereshes pasul because his obviously overcomes hers. Therefore her status to remain married the avam is in question. Gedola uketana. If you had a gedola, a fully adult woman, uketana, and one was a ketana, and they were both married to a fellow. So the gedola and the ketana fall before yibum. Now we're not talking about a chereshes in it. Boy yavam ala gedola. If the yavam performs yibum with the gedola first, as he properly should have, v'chaza uba ala ketana, and now he has relations once again with the ketana, which he should not have done. O shebo echav ala ketana, or one of the brothers comes along and performs yibam with the ketana. Lo pasul es gedola. This does not pasul the gedola because the gedola remains steadfast in her very legitimate yibam that she had. Ba yavam ala ketana, but supposing the yavam first assumed the ketana, chazra ba ala gedola, and then he has relationship with the gedola. Oshaba Echav ala Gedola, one of the brothers has relations with the Gedola after they already had with the Katana, the brother had with the Katana. Pasulas a Katana, the Katana now becomes Pasul. Because the Katana's relationship, which is at most a 50-50 relationship, is thrown into question. And therefore, now that one of them performed an act of yibam with the gedola, that undoes the legitimacy of the original original yibam, since that was a questionable yibam in the first place. So now this totally legitimate yibam with the gedola undoes that with the ketana. Rabbi Elazar says, "Malam demesa ketana shetimoyin bo." we try to encourage the ketana that she should perform min. Remember, this is a ketana who had no father, and therefore she has the option of doing min, which she which is a let's call it the rabbanon type of a get in cases of a ketana. So where she refuses to remain in her relationship with her husband. So we train the, we encourage the ketana to perform mian because that's Rabbi Elazar's eitzah. The ketana, now we also have to understand that mian works lemafreya. We works retroactively. So if once the ketana performs mian, then retroactively she was never married to the fellow in the first place, and therefore now that gedola will remain comfortably with the yavam, and because there's nothing there to question it at all. The ketana was never even married to her husband in the first place, if she performs mian. So it's an eitzah that he gives. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is indeed like Rabbi Elazar that we encourage the ketana to perform mian. V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, and so says Rabbi Elazar, and as Rashi points out, this Rabbi Elazar, Rashi says, v'chein Amar Rav Elazar ben Pedas, the Amar ho. It's just coincidental. It's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar. But if this Rabbi Elazar, here we're talking about is Rabbi Elazar the Amara, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. But he also confirms halacha Rabbi Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar of our Mishnah that we encourage her to do mian. Vitzricha. Now, when the Gemara says vitzricha here, we need both cases. What both cases are we talking about? The last case that where we saw this said previously that the halacha is Rabbi Elazar. And that would be in the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Tes. The Mishnah there had a case towards the bottom of the Yom in Daf Kuf Tes. V'chein shtei cheroshos. You had two deaf women. Gedola Katana. One was an adult and one was a minor. Meis bala shel Katana, the Mishnah said. If the husband of the Katana dies, the minor, so the ketana now has to go out because of a chos isha, because the Mishnah doesn't say, but they were two sisters. They were two chareshos, one was gedola, one was ketana, they were two sisters. So now the ketana goes out, mishum achos isha, meis bala shel gedola, but if the husband of the adult dies, so in such a case, Rabbi Elazar says, melamdan es ketana shetimoyim bo. We try to train the ketana or encourage the ketana to perform mian. We want her to perform mian because if she performs mian, then the sister, that means that she was never married to her husband in the first place. Again, retroactively, it undoes the marriage from its roots. So she was never married to him. Now the sister, the gedola, can fall comfortably to mian. So we had the Gemara there had said, the Gemara further on says that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar. So the question is, why do we need to repeat in both cases halacha is like Rabbi Elazar? So coming back to our case, v'tzricha, di'ma baha kamaisa, if we're just going to say it in the first situation, the first Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes, which we just read. B'hach kama Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Elazar. That's where Shmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, should be Rabbi Elazar. Mishum d'lo kiyam mitzvahs yibum. Because the mitzvah yibam was not performed yet. This gedola never had, was not given the opportunity yet to fall for yibam. We're trying to arrange for her to fall for yibam. The way we're arranging it is to that the ketana performs mian. Aval baha. So maybe I'd say in such a case, that's where we encourage her to perform mian. Aval baha diik. But in our situation here, where they went ahead and they performed the mitzvah of yibam in the first. Well, they obviously someone here acted improperly, but both of them acted with the thought of performing mitzvah yibam. Avo baha, but in our situation, in our Mishnah, dikaya mitzvahs yibam, where the mitzvah yibam was performed, but now that it's performed, we're in a difficult situation because two brothers had performed yibam already on two sisters, which they shouldn't have. Just the one was an adult, one was in katana. So, emet tarvayu lifku beget. I would say, well, yibam was done already. Somewhere along the line between the two brothers, yibam was done already. So the mitzvah was done. So now that we got the mitzvah done already, So now lifka beget. So let's not bother with minyan. Give a, let's have them everybody just give a get, and we'll absolve it that way. But because we have no interest in trying to become mitzvahs, in trying to encourage them to do yibum, because that was done already. It was already madahava hava. It was already a done deal. The yibum was done. So again, one of them acted improperly, but nonetheless, yibum here was performed. And if it would just tell us in this case where yibum was done already, and this is the case where I would tell you that it's the halachas like Rabbi Elazar, I would say mishum begedola ram yekameh. I would say that the reason why we have the halachas like Rabbi Elazar is because the gedola fell to him first properly. So therefore, the gedola fell to him first properly. That's why we want to preserve the right of the gedola to remain with her yavam, and that's why we encourage the katana to go ahead and perform mian. Avol idach lo, but in the other case, it did not happen yet. There wasn't a situation of the gedola falling before fell before one of them first. So I would say in such a case, where we haven't established first the relationship with the gedola yet, so therefore there's no reason to preserve a relationship, I would say maybe you don't encourage the katana to do mian. Therefore tzricha, we have to tell us the halach is like Rabbi Elazar in both situations. So see the Mishnah Vayta. Says the Mishnah, yavam katan shabal yavam katana. If you have a yavam katan, and he's a minor, shabal yavam katana, now he performs yivam with a Yavama Katana, she's also a minor. So a minor now living with a minor. Yigdalu zem zeh, so they should both grow up together, in a sense, play house, and let them grow up. And then at that point make a decision, are they going to remain or not, they're going to have to give a get. Baal Yavama Gedola, if it's now a katan who has relations with Yavama Gedola. So Yavama Gedola falls to a katan. So now Tigadlana, she should wait around and raise the Yavam until he becomes a gadol. And then again, at that point, if so, she'll have a get. If she wants to release herself from the marriage, she'll have a get. Otherwise, the Yavam will remain. Now, it's important to insert here. We're talking about in this following situations here in our Gemara, where in our Mishnah, I should say, that it's talking about a Yavama produces a get. She produces a get. But what does she say? But despite this get, she says, lo nivalti. Within 30 days, she says, you know, I never had bia with my Yavam. She is saying, right, she's saying, no, levalti, I never had bia, I never really had a proper relationship in the first place. And what she's saying is, this get that I have is really illegitimate, and really, I should be making chalitza. So, kofen osa shiachlotzla. So we force him to do chalitza, because according to her, that's what she needs to have chalitza. And we believe her. We believe her to say that she did not have relations with him for those 30 days. La'achar shloshim yom. After 30 days, they've been living together for 30 days, so now, mavakshin, since she says I didn't have relations, so it's now questionable whether a man can restrain himself for so long for beyond 30 days. We're not really sure. So then, mavakshin himeno shiachlatzla. So now we request of him to perform the chalitza. Now, what's our interest in altogether in her having this chalitza? Because according to her own words, she's saying that I still remain a zakuka. I still remain a zakuka, ready to have yibum, because I have not consummated my relationship with him. And therefore, I'm really, even though I have a get, but she says, I got to tell you, I'm really also to the rest of the world because I haven't had chalitza yet. So mavakshimena shiachlatzla, so we require of him. We don't force him, but we require of him to make chalitza, because we're really not so sure if that could really be so, that they never had a consummated relationship. Ubizman shehu moida. But at the time, and we should say, the force of her words is legitimate because of the principle of shavya nafshecha ticha desura. A person always can place something usher upon him, declare that something is usher upon him, so like a piece of meat. Say, I know this meat is treif, and then you're usher to eat it. So she's saying, in essence, I'm puzzled to the rest of the world by saying I really remain in my state of zakuka. Ubizmanchu moda, but in the time, says the Mishnah, when he's moda, that they did not have relations, afilo achish neimas l'chodesh, even as beyond 12 months, kaifen aso shiachlitz la, then we believe him, and he must give chalitza. Next case. Hanoderes hanavi yavama b'chaye bala. If a woman places upon herself an iser hana during the lifetime of her husband, kaifen aso shiachlitz la, we force him. So let me just back up a little bit. She makes an isra of hana while against her brother-in-law. She doesn't like her brother-in-law. While he's still alive, he doesn't like her before any even question comes up. And now she says, I'm never going to have enough from you. Now it so happens he dies, and suddenly she's, here I am. Now I got to marry this fellow. So we now force him to perform chalitza because we don't want to violate her neder. La'achar mises bala. But if she took upon this neder after the husband died, then mevakshin himena shiachlitzla. Then we require him to perform chalitza. We're helping her out because she wasn't entirely responsible by doing this because she should not have taken such a neder after he's in a state where he should fall for her from yivam. And if we realize her intention was that she never really wanted to have yivam with this fellow, afilu b'chaye bala mevakshin himena shiachlitzla. Even in the lifetime of her husband, if she did that, then we ask of him to do her a favor and perform chalitza so she shouldn't have to violate her nedarim. Let's just spend another minute here. It says the Gemara, Lema Masnisim Dloka Rav Meir. Let's say our mission is not like Rav Meir. The Tanya Katna Katana Lo, a Katna Katana Lo Chol Tzlom Yabim. A Katana and a Katna Katana can never perform Yibim. Divi Rav Meir. So, and here our Mishnah talks about a katana and a katana living together. Says the Gemara, "Filo tema Rav Meir." Maybe we can even say our Mishnah is Rav Meir's opinion, even though our Mishnah does say that they were living together. Ki amar Rav Meir gedola lekatan. When Rav Meir's was shita was only when you have a gedola married to a katan, or katana legadol, or a katana to a gadol, where you have this imbalance. The chaminayo be the surah, because in his opinion, one of them is improper. He holds that one of them is improperly performing yibum because one of them, a minor, should not be in the act of doing yibum. Avokatan abala katana, but a katan katana tavayaki adadi ninu la ama. But where they're both in an even playing field and both of them are minors, then perhaps he would not have said his opinion. The Gemara now continues. Kri kan, we have a pasuk. Lahakim la'achiv shame. The Gemara is now going to discuss the sources to see whether or not a yavam, a katan, who is a minor, whether he should fall for yibam altogether. So the pasuk says lahakim la'achiv shame. The purpose of this whole yibam process is to perpetuate the name of the brother. V'haylav barhachihu. This yavam, who's a katan, is not in a position to be able to perpetuate. He cannot propagate at this stage of his life. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, Amakro Yavamo Aleha Kaldahu. It says Yavamo Yavo Aleha, which means any Yavamo. Yavamo Yavo Aleha Kaldahu. It means any type of Yibam has to be performed. So therefore, that tells us that no matter who it is, or what the situation of the Yibam is, the Yibam is valid. Let's just also clarify. So Yavama, Yavo Aleha, Yavama is with a Mapi K, saying her Yavam should have relations with her, whether no matter who this Yava may be. Now, then comes along Rava. Rava Ama Balav Hachinami Lematzamra. It stands to reason in any case that that even a katan is valid for yibam. Midi dehashta, mika midi dehashta asirale. Is it possible that at this moment in his life, he's prohibited from performing Yibum. Ulavasar Shaita, but yet a bit later on in life, Shariel had become permissible to her. Va'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Yavama She'ena Nikara Bishas Nefila Yavama Yavama Leha Harehi Ke'eshes Ach She'esh Labonim Ve'asura. Didn't Rav Yehuda Amar Rav state the formula that if a at the time of Nefila, at the time that the Yibum is supposed to take place, I cannot say about this Yibum that Yavama Yavama Leha that the Yibum should now be consummated. So harehu keishes achsheish labonim. So then, if he can't consummate the yibum at this point, or there's a reason why this level, this type of matrimony should not take place. So if it's not being effective now, then at that time it's keishes achsheish labonim. Then he effectively is just an ordinary wife. As though you're having a relationship with the wife of your brother who has children. Your wife of your brother who has children. In other words, the wife of your deceased brother who has children. Then you relate with her. That's actually an Issa Erva, a prohibited relationship. So your Yehuda Marav said already that at the time in the Fila, we cannot say that this is a legitimate yibum, then it remains asur, and it cannot be come back into the state of heter. So how are we going to say here about this katan? Well, okay, at the shas nefila, he's not permitted. We got to put him on hold, and we'll wait till he grows up and he becomes an adult. But at the shas nefila, we couldn't execute the yibum, so he has to remain asur. So therefore, it must be that even a katan falls for yibum legitimately. So even at that point, while he's a katan. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema hachinami." Maybe you're right. Maybe the cotton shouldn't. Maybe you're exactly right. That's a reason to say the cotton remains forever prohibited in this relationship. So the Gemara says, "No, amakra ki yeshvu achim yachdav." The introductory pasuk of Yibam altogether tells us ki yeshvu achim yachdav that if brothers happen to dwell together, and then one of them dies, etc., etc. So the Gemara has a drasha filu ben yaim echad. Even if, as long as they were together in this world, at any point, as long as they had a togetherness in this world, even if it was for one fleeting day, because that one brother was born, at the time that brother died, then that pasuk teaches us that remains a valid relationship. So that's how we know, from the drasha of this pasuk, that they remain, that relationship remains intact, despite his minor status.